Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Yutes in the Art School of Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Vov, starting in the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Nitlo Pitamtoi. If the top of the Esrog was cut off, so explains the Gemara, Tamon Amrin Shoshantoi. In Bovel we said the Shoshana. Shoshana is the flower which is on top of the stem that comes out of from the Esrog. So even if that part falls off, it makes the Esrog bustle. He argues, it says it has to be that the stem that's below the flower that goes into the esrog will be cut off and create a little hole in the esrog. Nikav, if there's a hole, but the hole did not reach what's called chadre azera, the rooms of the seeds, it's kosher. Okay, he the tanin tamon, as we see from the end of the Mishnah, that says nital oiktsoi, nikav aloichosoi kol shu kosher. So Nid the Oktsoi is the bottom of the Esrog. And then it says there was a hole and nothing is missing. It's kosher. How does that fit with the ratio of the Mishnah? It says Nikav, it doesn't say that's kosher kosher. You have to say there's two types of Nikavs, two types of holes. One that reaches to the inside of the Esrog, that's puzzle. One which does not, it's kosher. Esrog akushik puzzle, if it's a Esrog which is black, it's puzzle. Says the Gemara, habom in kushi kosher. If it's coming from the place of kushi, meaning that's the normal look, this area, that's how they grow, and that's the color, then it's kosher. Hayorik a karton, if it's green, like karti, which is a very green color. See a book, Kamir of Amy, kihan kartinun, or didam milohin kartinun? Are we talking about actual green, or something which is similar to green, which we'll see in a moment, it means yellow? Omele kihan kartinun, it has to be the actual green. So that's the Gemara. It says, Ezu Yirakuk Shebeukim. What is the Yirakuk that we refer to Mitzoyro? Plus Oimer Kishavo. It's the color of wax. Okishoshan is a caramel, which is a flower, which is yellow. Stuchus Oima Kekanfe Tovas. We're talking the feathers of the peacock. So you see, it's not fully green. We're talking about something which is a little yellow. And then we continue. Ezu Adamdom Shebadoim. What's that Adamdom? So Zoi Risabuko. It's a color red. Fekohu Omaroch. And here it says to be green. If it's a yorok, yorok means fully green. Yerakrak means not fully green, it means yellow. Halacha zayin zok the mishto shir esrog katan. What is the shir of the smallest esrog? Ramei Oimer Kegoy Zmer says it has to be the size of a walnut. Bino Oimer Kabeitza, the size of an egg. Hagodol, how big could be the esrog? Kedeshechoyz it shtem biodachas divya bido. Bino holds, you have to be able to hold the lulav of an esrog in one hand. Even if the esrog is so large, you need two hands to hold it. So the esrog aboyser, esrog which was not fully ripened, that's not a fruit, it's not good enough to be esrog. And I want to say, it is a pre. Rav Ilo, Rav Yassim, Shem Lozer, say, Asad Rav Shimon, Kishizir, Rav Kiva, Rabboi, Chur Rav Shimon goes like his Rebbe, Rav Kiva. Come on to Rav Kiva, all my esrog aboyser, and a pre. The same way Rav Kiva says, esrog which is not ripened, it's not a fruit. So Kerem Shimon Alma Esrog Boy Sayin Apri also Shimon said the same thing regarding Maestris. That a small Esrog, unripened Esrog, is not Chavim Maestris. Oma B'yosov, if he calls Shu Kosher Belulov Chavim Maestris, Kol Sheinu Kosher Belulov Enu Chavim Maestris. So according to you, they all associate, if it's kosher to be an Esrog, so then it's Chavim Maestris. If not, they're connected, they relate to each other. Hey, Siv, when he asked, how are you Minumor? Minumor means when it's many shades of color. Harayu gadol betfus, or if the esrog was put in a form and it had a certain shape, it doesn't look like an esrog. Or harayu esrog kador, or it looks like a ball. Harayu pasul belulav chayvin meiser. It's pasul for a lulav. Can't use that as an esrog. Still chayvin meiser. So you see, these two things are not necessarily correlated. Continues the Gemara with Beis. Mistabir Reb Shimon yoydei Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva yoydei Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon will agree to Reb Akiva. That he's going to say that if it's not good for Maestris, not having Maestris, it's not kosher le'esrik. But Rabbi Kiva that says it's not kosher to use it for the lulav, he will not agree to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, dechtiv, pri, vein, pri. It says pri etzad, it has to be a full fruit. It's not ripe, it's not a fruit. Rabbi Kiva, lo yedei Rabbi Shimon, hari minumor, hari gadol betfus, hari osuk gadol, the three examples he said, they have different shades, or it's growing in a form, or it looks like a ball, repossible lulav, chayav, Maestris. So for lulav, you have more requirements. And as Rechaim explains, the requirements by lulav is not because of being a fruit, but because of being hodr. It has to be muhudr. The Mishnah said that the smallest esrog is egris. So I don't tell you egris, that's the smallest, the size of a walnut. Is tani tani at egris. The price that says until an egris. What's the difference? Man doma kegoyz, kegoyz, that's for kosher. The size of an egoyz, it's kosher for hesrik. Man doma at kegoyz, kegoyz, that's for posel. I mean, it could be until the egoyz, until the size of egoyz, from the top, but when he reaches the size of egoyz or below, then it's posel. Continues the Gemara regarding this, the size of a big esrog, you have to be able to hold the lulav of an esrog in one hand. So the Gemara of Yosi, you have to keep a veka pois tomorrow. If you would say with a vav, Yosi, you have to be able to hold both in one hand. Leis keep a veka pois tomorrow. If you zib yodachas, zib yodachas, even if you hold esrog in one hand and the lulav in the other hand. Rabbi Kiva came with a huge esrog which he had to hold on his shoulders. Halacha chet zog the Mishnah. You don't bind the lulav el bemino. You have to use a material of the lulav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason? So you have to do aguda. You have to bind it. So if you're adding another min, it becomes a baltoisi. If you're adding 4 minim of the lulav and then another min, use any string, because according to Meir, binding is not deraiso. So that doesn't join the lulav, and therefore it's not considered to be baltoisi. People in Yerushalayim used to use gold around their lulav. You see, you don't have to use the material of the lulav. It says, no, you're right. They put gold around it, but below it, they were tying it up with the part of the lulav, so the mean of the lulav. Just above it, they had the gold. You had to shake the lulav in halal. Where do we shake it? Hoydu LaHashem Tchilav Asoyv, Hoydu in the closer to the beginning of Halal, and Hoydu towards the end of Halal. V'av ba'ono Hashem Ushino, k'divrei Rabbi Silla. Rabbi Silla say, have to add also on Hashem Ushino to shake there. V'cham ha'oimim, av ba'ono Hashem Atzlichono. Also on Hashem Atzlichono, you have to shake. Omer v'kibat tsefei isi ben Gamliel Rabbi Shua. I looked at Gamliel Rabbi Shua. Shekol ha'ilo metarfim be'lulaveyim. I saw the entire tzibur was shaking the lulav. They only shaked in on Hashem Hashina. We'll see in the Gemara if they shaked in Hoidu as well. Someone came, he had no lulav. Means even if you start a meal, you should stop the meal to do lulav. If you didn't do in the morning, you should do in the evening. You could do in the entire day. Says the Gemara, meaning he saw from Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua shaking in on Hashem. You want to tell me they didn't shake in Hoidu? Says the Gemara, no. Lohoitziya ba'anu Hashem Atzlichono. Just to say that we pass like Beis Hillel, not like B'chamai, that you shake in on Hashem Atzlichono. B'chir ba'ashi b'shemav zeshu mashkim latzes taderech. Someone who gets up early in the morning, and he's about to travel, and he's going to leave the house before nates, before sunrise. Noitel lulav minanei. Pick up the lulav and shake it. Shofar v'togei. Take a shofar and you'll blow shofar. So davening, you have to wait for the nates, but the other mitzvahs you could do already from alois from dawn. You have to shake the lulav 3 times. Which means when you shake the lulav and you take it forward and backwards, is that considered to be 2 shakes or 1 shake? Back and forth is 2, or that's considered to be 1? Gemara brings a similar example. Tamatinu, we learn Maseches Nido. It says there, in order to clean a kesim, you have to use 7 different detergents, materials to clean it. And every detergent, you have to rub the material on each one. And it says you have to do 3 times. So if there, boy, hachin chad, hachin chad, or hachin v'hachin chad. When you rub it back and forth, is that considered to be 1 rub? Or rubbing it back is 1, and then forth is another one? How do you count the 3? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkot Daf Yutes.